議程第三項係關於呢份文件HC012020 係關於呢個中環新海濱三號用地嘅。咁大家個理解，如果大家早前都有留意報道咧，就係話即係呢一個只係已經規劃咗相當時間嘅中環新海濱，咁嗰個當中一塊用地，三號用地連接由皇后像廣場一路延伸到去，即係而家新天星碼頭嗰一帶嘅海濱用地咧，咁將會採用一個雙信封形式去出售嘅。咁我記得即係呢一個項目，其實都喺海濱事務委員會，甚至佢嘅前身共建維港委員會啦，其實都有相關嘅討論，亦都作出咗一個嘅公共，即係公眾參與計劃啦。咁去到今天，咁終於就係、是、都會係準備出售，即係呢一個土地。咁喺討論介紹呢一個嘅議程之前咧，就根據 House Rule 咧，係需要大家咧係申報利益嘅。咁就睇下大家即係對於即係呢一塊用地有冇需要嘅利益申報啦。咁有冇嘢需要去補充啊，Rosalyn？
好啊，唔该，主席。其实咧就喺会议之前咧，我哋都收到有个别委员咧就通知翻我哋，佢公司系边一间咁样嘅。咁其实嗰啲都系一啲公开嘅资料啦。咁就此之外，就睇下其他委员有冇其他嘅补充或者系想申报。咁俾少少时间大家。
网上面嗰边有冇申报？好，咁而家喺呢刻，我哋系冇任何委员系需要去有个利益嘅申报嘅。咁好啦，咁 以下时间我哋请发展局局长去讲几句，跟住我哋请Doris 去讲讲。好，
多谢主席，或者由我直接去作出个介绍先啦，咁样。呢个三号用地咧，呢个三号用地咧就喺今年2月底啦。咁局长咧都有讲过咧，会将呢个地盘咧纳入去今年嗰个卖地计划嗰度嘅。咁其實咧就我哋亦都有講咧，就話有別於咧以往我哋喺賣地嗰時咧，通常咧。係會價高者得，純粹去睇嗰個地價個情況啦。我哋今次咧係會採用一個咧雙信封制度嘅。咁其實呢個安排咧係頗特別嘅，亦都非常之罕有嘅。但我哋見到咧，即係三號地盤咧，呢個用地咧係一個即係非常之策略性嘅位置啦，喺中環嗰個核心商業區嗰個即係黃金地段啦。另外咧就係因為佢喺上邊嗰個用途啦，同埋佢嗰個佢個用途同埋佢個發展嗰個規模啦，對社會嚟講咧都係會帶嚟一個即係不論係經濟或者社會方面咧一個好大嘅效益嘅。咁所以我哋咧覺得咧都係適合咧係採用一個咧就雙信封嘅制度，唔係單純去睇錢。換言之，我哋亦都接受有個即係情況出現咧，就係唔係價高者得嘅。我哋要求咧，發展商咧係要就住咧嗰個設計同埋咧嗰個地價咧去作出嘅比評，等政府咧去通過一個評標嘅制度咧，去就住呢兩方面咧揀一個最好嘅組合。我哋就住三號用地咧，我哋有願景嘅。第一咧，我哋希望咧，即係未來嗰個發展咧，係會為香港咧去創造一個新嘅地標。因為好似頭先咁講啦，依個係中環嘅中環嘅即係核心商業區嘅依個即係黃金地段啦。我哋希望咧係可以咧善用到依個用地咧， 係為香港咧係製造多啲最多嘅即係呢個優質嘅商業樓面面積，去應付咧我哋對呢啲優質嘅對呢個優質嘅即係甲級寫字樓咧嗰個需要嘅。咁另外咧，我哋咧亦都會咧喺呢個地盤咧，就係會咧興建咧一個面積幾大嘅一個即係呢個公眾嘅休憩用地啦。咁我哋有幾個原則嘅。咁第一個原則咧就係、呢個公眾嘅休憩用地咧，我咁樣會方便啲，唔好意思啊。我哋呢個公眾嘅休憩用地咧，我哋係有幾個原則嘅。第一咧，我哋希望咧係暢通啦，希望佢係用家為本啦，同埋咧係有一個良好嘅設計嘅。第二咧，我哋亦都希望咧未來呢、這個即係三號用地嗰個發展咧，係可以咧為我哋香港呢個城市咧去確定一個即係標準，一個咩標準咧？就是、一個可持續設計嘅一個標準。我呢度講可持續設計咧，唔係純粹係講一啲大家熟悉嘅環保方面，我亦都係講緊一啲經濟方面嘅效益，同埋一個大對社會帶嚟嘅一個效益。另外咧，呢、這個三號用地咧嗰、那個發展咧，我哋亦都希望咧佢係同周遭嗰個環境咧係有一個配合嘅。所講嘅周遭環境唔單止係講緊附近嘅一啲即係商業大廈。亦都係講緊咧，我哋嘅海濱，亦都係講緊我哋海濱附近咧唔少而家已經有嘅一啲即係公眾嘅休憩用地。正如好似頭先嘅主席講啦，其實一啲資深嘅即係HC 嘅 members 咧，對呢個三號用地一定唔會陌生嘅，包括咗咧即係我哋嘅前身，即係共建共建維港委員會咧，都有好喺2005年咧，都積極參與咗成件事嗰個規劃嘅。因為咧，我哋喺07至11年啦，我哋咧就規劃署方面咧就做咗一個喺中環新海濱有八個地盤，包括咗三號用地嘅一個 urban design study。咁呢個 urban design study 咧，一路以嚟咧，共建維港委員會咧都係有積極嘅參與，甚至喺佢下咧都成立咗一個工作小組嘅。咁我哋依一個即係UDS 咧，亦都咧係透過有兩輪咧係非常之全面嘅一個即係公眾嘅諮詢啦。咁喺做完依個 UDS 之後咧，裏面走出嚟就住三號用地嘅一啲即係設計嘅原則啊，同埋一啲即係發展嘅參數咧，我哋亦都咧日後咧就寫咗落去咧一個 planning brief， 即係一個即係計劃大綱裏面嘅。咁依一個 planning brief 咧，亦都喺2016年咧上過嚟我哋香港task force 嗰度咧係俾委員發表意見嘅。咁最終喺同年嘅年底咧就城規會嗰邊咧就通過咗。咁依一個 planning brief 咧，亦都會成為日後如果投得發展投得呢個三號地盤嗰個地咧，要愛嚟作為一個藍本咧去做嗰個 master layout plan 嘅。想講一講咧就係個 planning brief。個 planning brief 咧，其實當中咧，亦都即係個內容咧都幾全面嘅，包括咗咧佢咧就即係為三號地盤咧去訂立咗一啲發展嘅參數啦，譬如大家喺呢一張 slide 見到嘅一啲數字啦。我嘗試咧就用呢一張地圖咧去講一講。咁咧嗱，依個咧就係三號用地，我哋依一邊東邊北邊咧就係講緊即係天色碼頭嗰邊啦，南邊咧就係依度怡和大廈啦。整個地盤咧大概咧係五公頃嘅，大家咧會睇到咧就係、中間有條線咧，有條虛線啦。呢條虛線咧就係佢嘅左手邊，即係換言之西邊咧，佢嗰個咧就個高度限制咧就50米。佢嘅右手邊即係東面啦，就係高度限制咧就16米嘅。佢呢個高度限制咧，比起周圍嘅即係商客咧係矮得多嘅。呢個地盤咧可以發展嘅商業樓面面積咧有15萬個平方米。15萬個平方米咧，其實等於啲乜嘢咧？就係佢隔離咧有個叫做 IFC2 就 有18萬平方米，所以其實呢呢個3號用地嗰個規模呢同 IFC2 呢係差唔多。但係好唔同呢就係、是、我頭先講呢就係、是、佢有一個呢高度嘅限制。IFC2 佢企喺度嘅。咁但係呢喺3號用地嗰個發展呢佢基本上呢即係以前都講過啦佢其實係瞓咗喺度咁樣嘅。而呢要做足呢呢50,000嘅即係平方米嘅即係樓面商業樓面面積咧，佢有部分嘅樓面面積咧，亦都要走落去地庫嘅。咁除此之外咧，喺依一個即係5公頃嘅地盤裏面咧，我哋亦都喺個 planning brief 有個規定咧，就係佢要喺多過一半嘅即係地盤嘅面積用地咧，係要做一個即係公眾嘅休憩用地嘅。咁啊，25,000平方米咧，即係大概25,000平方米咧，而當中咧有12,000咧係要喺地面嘅。咁另外咧就亦都要即係第時嘅發展商要起一啲公共嘅設施啦，包括咗咧一啲地區性嘅即係遊牧嘅服務啦，一啲譬如貨車上落客嘅即係上落貨嘅位啦，一啲的士站啦，一啲公廁啊咁樣嘅。其實 planning brief 裏面除咗有啲硬指標咧，一定要係第時咧嗰個發展商咧係要提供嘅話咧，當中亦都有好多篇幅咧係講緊咧一啲設計嘅即係一啲指引嘅，包括咗譬如我哋依幾張 slide 將會向大家介紹嘅，當中其中一啲設計嘅指引咧係提及咧就是、一啲良好嘅城市設計，譬如佢會建議嗰、那個第時咧嗰、那個商業發展咧嗰啲樓層咧嗰、那個高度咧要向住咧海濱咧係遞減嘅，譬如佢亦都會建議咧，係即係唔同嘅即係blocks 同 blocks 之間咧，要有一個適合嘅即係距離啦。亦都要個building form 咧，係希望多元化啦，希望嗰個建築嘅設計係具創意啦。鼓勵大家多啲用譬如一啲中庭啊，一啲天窗嘅設計啊，可以令到空氣啊流通啊，同埋善用一啲即係自然嘅光啦。另外咧喺個 planning brief 裏面咧，一個重點咧就係、是，佢係建議咧，我哋係營造一個咧係以行人為主嘅一個環境，鼓勵咧大家嚟到依、這個即係三號地盤咧，係盡量咧去行多啲嘅。咁佢係透過咩鼓勵咧？就係、是、佢會建議咧，第時嘅發展商咧係要透過一個即係多層綜合嘅行人網絡。點樣多層法啦？包括咗喺高架啦，包括咗喺地面啦，亦都包括咗喺地底嘅。大家都會喺呢一張圖咧，見到好多虛線啦，譬如有藍色嘅，有橙色嘅，呢啲代表啲咩咧？就係、是、第二時咧，我哋希望咧喺有呢啲咁嘅行人通道咧，可以咧將即係市民咧由內陸嘅地方一路咁樣咧帶出去咧喺海濱啊天星碼頭嗰一帶嘅，咁除咗要有一個咁嘅網絡之外咧，依啲個網絡嘅質素咧都好緊要嘅，佢要24小時開放啦，要係即係 very free 啦，要係全天候啦，咁另外咧喺依一個網絡裏面咧，其中一個咧重點咧就係、是、一個 landscape deck， 就係一個園景嘅平台啦，咁就係依一個我哋左手邊嘅幅圖咧。喺橙色由南向北走嘅，咁咧依個園景嘅平台咧就係、是、要橫跨咧以南北方向咧橫跨成個地盤咧，就將市民咧由個內陸咧帶去個海濱嘅。喺個 planning brief 亦都有唔少嘅篇幅咧，係講緊咧我哋嗰、那個即係公眾休憩用地嘅。咁譬如好似我哋左手邊呢一幅圖見到嘅啦，較為深綠色嗰啲咧，就係講緊一啲即係地面以外嘅一啲即係公眾休憩用地啦，淺綠色嗰啲咧就係喺地面嘅公眾休憩用地啦。大家如果記得嘅話，頭先我就講話至少一半嘅地盤嘅面積咧，要係一啲即係公眾休憩用地啦，而當中咧12,000平方米咧就係、是、要喺地面嘅。咁除咗依啲咁嘅數字之外咧，佢亦都對嗰、那個即係公眾休憩用地咧嗰、那個設計咧有好多 設計嘅建議嘅，包括咗要有充分嘅綠化啦，有主題嘅種植啦，即使係譬如啲街道嘅設施啊，佢都會建議譬如提供多啲户外嘅座位啊，可以遮陰嘅。咁佢亦都留意到咧，依個係一個即係海濱嘅地盤啦。咁所以咧，上面嘅用途咧應該係多元化，應該同海濱咧嗰個即係環境咧係吻合嘅。所以佢亦都建議會唔會喺一個即係成個休憩用地適合嘅位置起翻一個即係 plaza 啦，要有一啲fresco dining 啦，要有一啲 open air cafe 啦，大旺呢個咁嘅環境嘅。除此之外咧，佢就住一啲一啲 landscaping 咧都有一啲建議嘅。除咗一啲硬指標啦，譬如成個地盤三分之一要係綠化啦，要係高質素嘅綠化啦，盡量做好嗰個綠化機會，如果有嘅話。大家而家見到咧，依一張圖咧，就係其實咧喺我哋咧2016年做完個 planning brief 之後咧，再請個 consultant 咧去睇一睇咧，究竟喺個 planning brief 咧希望做到嘅嘢，包括咗個商業樓面面積啦，包括咗嗰個即係公眾休憩用地啊，同埋嗰個園景平台咧，其實係咪都係可以喺依個五公頃嘅用地咧係可以做得到嘅？咁我哋相信咧，第二時投标嗰时咧，发展商入嚟嗰个具体设计咧，可能都会一定唔同噶啦。但系咧，我想讲咧，就系个布局咧，大致上都系咁嘅。换言之系乜嘢咧？嗰、那个商业嘅发展咧，佢会咧集中喺呢个地盘嘅左手边，因为系善用咧呢个地盘咧喺成个即系地盘嚟讲咧，系嗰个高度限制咧系最宽松。不過都係得50米嘅高啫，咁而喺佢嘅右手邊咧，因為嗰個高度限制只係16米嘅啫，咁咧就所以佢就會善用呢個地方去做翻一個即係地面嘅即係休憩用地啦。咁而喺中間嗰度咧，大家就會見到咧嗰啲商業嘅發展咧就坐咗喺一個咧就係嗰個園景平台嗰度嘅。我哋講過咧，我哋一啲依個雙信封制度一啲初步嘅諗法，咁想聽下大家嘅意見嘅。喺我哋設計依個制度嗰時咧，我哋有啲原則一定要緊守嘅，包括咗咧就係、是、政府自己咧去做採購嘅一啲即係原則啦。咁而且咧政府內部咧亦都有佢自己一個把關嘅制度嘅。譬如我哋第時為咗依個三號地盤去定立嘅一個 marking scheme， 即係嗰個評分制度啦。同埋最終嗰、那個即係投標嗰個結果咧，都要呈去另一個政策局嘅一個中央投標委員會咧去通過嘅。喺一開始成個投標嘅過程咧，我哋會要求咧發展商咧去同時用兩個分別嘅封套提交嘅，一個封套去處理個設計，另一個封套咧就去處理嗰、那個即係地價嘅。咁因為我哋今次要睇設計啦，咁換言之，發展商係要提交佢嘅設計建議啦，而去支持佢依個咁嘅設計建議，我哋覺得佢都可能會做一啲咧就技術嘅評估嘅。咁所以我哋會俾稍為長啲嘅時間咧，佢去預備佢嘅標書啦。咁至於設計同埋即係價格咧，嗰、那個比重係點咧？就係、是、一樣嘅，係50/50。換言之咧，我哋希望咧，發展商咧都係咧喺不論係喺地價方面或者設計方面咧，都係要作出一個即係同樣嘅重要性去對待嘅。咁而如果喺兩者之間得到夾埋係最高分嗰個咧，就會係拎到嗰隻標噶啦。咁喺政府內部啦，咁邊個去評審嘅標書咧？我哋會有一個叫做 Tender Assessment Panel 啦，依個即係標書評審委員會啦。咁佢會喺發展局下面設立嘅，有唔同部門嘅代表坐喺度啦。因為因應我哋嘅採購規例啦，如果係評標嗰啲咧，一定係要所有都係政府人士，即係主要係公務員啦咁樣。咁但係喺去評嗰、那個即係設計建議嗰時咧，我哋都好想咧係可以讓依一個委員會，依、這個標書評審委員會咧，係有多啲全面啲嘅觀點。咁所以咧，我哋亦都會咧去委任一啲界外即係政府以外嘅人士啦。咁但係佢哋主要係嚟自譬如一啲同依、這個建築啊、依、這個規劃啊、依、這個城市設計有關嘅，即係依啲咁嘅專業範疇嘅代表咧，係 向呢、這個即係panel 咧去俾意見嘅，但係根據我哋嗰、那個即係投依、這個採購嗰、那個即係規例咧，佢哋咧係唔可以打分嘅，佢哋純粹咧只係提供意見嘅啫咁樣。好啦，我想講一講咧，就係、是、第一個風圖，就係嗰個設計嘅建議。咁去做呢個設計建議咧，我哋首先花咗少少時間去講嘅 planning brief 咧，將會係嗰個藍本嚟嘅。咁而喺個標書裏面咧，我哋會預期咧係有一啲submissions 咧，就主要譬如一啲咧就係佢要俾到發展商要俾到我睇，就住喺 planning brief 裏面一啲好硬指標嘅嘢，佢係做得到嘅。譬如我咩意思呢，譬如剛才我講話有25,000平方米嘅公眾休憩用地，佢係要話到俾我聽呢，佢哋係做到晒符合晒呢啲咁嘅規矩嘅，至可以過到第一關嘅。咁過咗呢一關之後呢，我哋呢就嗰、那個標書評審委員會呢就會用一個 marking scheme， 而呢個 marking scheme 呢係預先設計咗嘅，咁呢就去呢為嗰、那個設計嘅建議去打分啦。咁呢度我想講呢，就係、是、我哋話即係嗰、那個投標者佢嗰、那個標書裏面一定要做嘅嘢，譬如佢要可能佢想知道個 marking scheme 係會評審點樣評審啊，佢會想希望睇到個 marking scheme 去預備自己個標書，又或者佢又想知道有啲乜嘢規矩或者一啲咩元素佢一定要符合至可以過到第一關啦。呢啲我哋都會喺咧第二時咧嗰個投標文件嗰度咧寫得清楚嘅。咁喺呢一個 marking scheme 裏面咧，我哋會好小心用嗰啲分數，而我哋嗰啲我哋覺得咧用嗰啲分數咧，去應該咧係用喺一啲咧主要咧係同市民或者公眾人士係有一個直接關係嘅一啲設施嗰度嘅。我跟住會講一講，譬如第一類。第一類呢，喺頭先講啦，喺 planning brief 嗰度有啲嘢呢發展商第時一定要喺嗰個發展嗰度做得到嘅。譬如我成日講嘅例子，就係嗰個公眾休憩用地要有25,000平方米嘅。呢個佢做得到，我唔會俾分佢。但如果佢做得好嘅話呢，我哋覺得應該鼓勵佢，所以我哋會俾分嘅。咁所以我呢度呢就有一類嘅一啲評分嘅即係準則呢，就係如果喺佢嘅發展佢一定要做嘅，但係我會俾分嘅呢，如果佢做得好嘅話呢，我會俾多啲分佢嘅。譬如剛才講嘅公眾休憩用地啦，如果佢可以設計到一個公眾休憩用地係有曬剛才講嗰個元素，可以為海濱帶嚟一個即係多啲即係蓬勃嘅朝氣呀，能夠照顧到嚟唔同嘅市民嘅需要嘅一個即係公眾休憩用地呀，而譬如佢嗰個園景平台咧，佢係可以咧係四通八達嘅，而佢嘅接駁位咧係諗得好仔細嘅，即係唔會令到人哋要兜好多位啊，至去到由一個點去到另一個點啊咁。咁呢啲我哋都覺得咧係可以喺個 marking scheme 嗰度俾分嘅。另一類咧就係、是、planning brief 裏面咧有一啲設計嘅指引咧，佢係鼓勵大家去做嘅。咁我哋都會將呢個盡量咧納入去我哋嘅 marking scheme。譬如咧就佢會鼓勵大家你去設計商業發展嘅部分，譬如喺個 building mass 啊、building form 啊、個 building separation 嗰度咧要做得好啲，喺個城市設計方面要諗得周詳啲，成個發展要同周遭嘅環境咧係配合，尤其是即係喺海濱嘅即係一個咁嘅地點啊咁樣。咁如果佢係做得好嘅呢啲，咁我哋都會咧建議咧係俾分嘅。咁最後咧就係、是、planning brief 裏面咧，可能有涵蓋唔到所有嘢嘅。咁但係我哋如果覺得咧依樣嘢係對公眾利益係都有一個直接嘅關係咧，我哋都覺得咧係可以俾分嘅。包括咗頭先我哋講其中一個願景，譬如佢可以提出一個可持續嘅一個設計啊。譬如我哋又會見到第二時嘅商業發展，其實雖然佢係比較低矮，咁令到周圍一啲高嘅商廈咧都會睇得到。咁所以佢會唔會個喺每一個即係佢嗰個商業發展嗰、那個屋頂個設計，佢都花多啲心思呢。又另外一樣嘢呢就係、是 唔單止係講緊嘅公眾休憩用地嘅初步即係最初個設計，而係佢長遠嚟講，市民點樣可以享用得到？市民嚟呢一個即係公眾休憩用地，佢可以做到啲乜？第時佢個發展商會點樣去管理呢個地方，確保市民咧係可以去呢個地方，真係24小時免費，而且佢係有一個即係愉快嘅即係遊歷嘅咧。咁如果佢提到一啲具體嘅建議，而我哋覺得咧都係值得支持，我哋都會喺個 marking scheme 嗰度咧係俾分嘅。好啦，咁評審完佢設計一部分啦，咁跟住我哋咧就要開嗰、那個即係價格嗰、那個即係封套啦，咁樣。咁我哋會喺就住呢個三號用地咧，我哋會有一個底價嘅。換言之，有個規矩咧，就係如果我哋開咗佢嗰個價格封套，發現佢嗰個建議嗰個價格咧同地政署佢獨立嘅建議嗰、那個即係底價咧係唔到嘅話咧，咁我哋都唔會接受咧佢呢個標嘅。咁開埋嗰、那個即係價格個封套咧，咁基本上咧就即係成個評審嘅程序都完㗎啦。咁簡單嚟講就係繼續去計分啦。咁就係即係如果佢設計同埋即係地價方面咧夾埋咧，佢最高分嗰個咧就會拎到嗰個標啦。咁而我想強調一點咧，就係佢我哋依個咧唔係，雖然我哋睇嗰個設計咧，唔係係去鬥寫一啲文章出嚟嘅。佢 commit 咗喺個 marking scheme， 佢做嘅嘢咧，第二時咧係會，如果佢依個標咧係勝出嘅話咧，會成為地契嘅一部分嘅。換言之，我哋會用一個地契去綁住嗰個發展商，佢要根據佢當日去投標嗰時喺 marking scheme 下面佢拎到分嘅嘢，佢話要做呢樣嘢咧，佢一定係要即係做得到出嚟嘅。最後咧一張 slide 咧，想講一講咧一啲實際嘅安排啦，因為咧依個三號用地咧，如果喺圖紙上邊咧睇佢嗰個即係松寧咧，佢就叫做 CDA 嘅，即係依個叫做綜合發展區嘅咁樣。咁喺城規嗰邊咧就有個規定嘅，咁發展商投完笪地之後，未開工之前咧，佢要去城規要入一個我哋叫做 Master Layout Plan 嘅，就叫 MLP 啦。咁因為喺依個情況咧，就係 Site 3咧，我哋先有一個即係招標嘅程序，後有一個 MLP 啦。咁我哋咧都有一個責任咧，係要確保咧MLP 嗰、那個即係處理咧，係唔會咧影響翻之前咧投標嗰、那個即係結果嗰個公正性嘅。咁所以我哋會建議有兩個安排嘅。第一個安排咧就係發展商佢過咗嗰、那個投標嘅程序，評審完佢得到嗰笪地啦，拎到嗰笪地，佢最高分嗰個啦。咁佢日後入 MLP 嗰時咧，佢要根據翻咧，佢當日咧係喺投標嗰時入嗰個勝出嗰個即係建議嘅，佢唔可以自己作任何嘅改動，依個第一點。第二點咧就係、去到即係城規會嗰時，咁城規會可能都會有意見啦。咁如果日後發展商係要就住佢嗰個設計建議作出一個改動嘅話咧，我哋會要求佢咧係個改動咧要先嚟翻頭先我哋講嗰個標書評審委員會去檢視一下，究竟咧喺呢個採購方面有冇一啲咩問題？如果冇問題嘅話咧，咁佢就可以繼續將嗰啲改動咧就提上去俾呢個城規會去通過啦。咁最後咧就係亦都一個比較長遠啲安排啦，就係到真係落實咗嗰、那個即係、就是、發展，咁到日後咧我哋仍然監察嘅，由我哋嗰個 Harbour Office， 因為我哋都知道咧依一個發展咧，雖然咧主要咧係一個即係私人嘅發展，但係當中咧都有幾多公眾即係參與公眾嘅利益喺度，因為有一個咁大嘅一個即係公眾休憩用地啦，咁所以咧我哋都要有個責任咧去確保咧日後咧發展商都係會根據佢喺投標嗰陣時佢承諾自己會做嘢咧，一路去管理啊，一路去營運咧嗰、那個即係公眾休憩用地啊，咁所以依度咧我哋嘅 Harbour Office 咧會有一個監管嘅角色嘅。主席，我嘅介紹去到依度。
好，唔該曬，Doris。 以下時間我會交俾委員去提問或者係發言嘅，請準備發言嘅舉手。咁我知道嗱，我淨係見到在座喺會議場地出席嘅人士啫。咁秘書處亦都會幫我哋記錄低喺網上邊即係參與緊會議嘅人，佢哋是否準備發言嘅。好，咁請準備發喺場內準備發言嘅，我見到係阿 Paul 啊、Iris 啊、Raymond 啊、Margaret， are you OK？ 同埋 Francis。KY 同埋Janice 好咁啊嗱現場有幾以下幾位啦 ，Paul、Iris、Raymond、Margaret、Francis、KY 同埋 Janice 咁我等大家順住以上嗰個次序啦嚇，咁 Paul 請講嚇。
I'd like to make two points before going into the substance. First of all, I'd like to thank the Secretary for Development, Michael Wong, for taking this daring step of taking a two-envelope approach to this site. This site is extremely important for Hong Kong, and I don't think that we can get the maximum benefit out of the site by simply selling the site to the highest bidder.Therefore, making sure that we have the design merits of any proposal recognized is a good step forward. And I'm sure you're going to get a lot of criticism, Secretary, especially noting that maybe on the board that proves it is only government officials and people from the industry, from the development industry, as technical advisors. Nobody is without conflict in this city. So although they may not have a direct participation in this project, there's still going to be a lot of suspicionaround this project, and I'm sure that you're going to be inviting yourself a lot of criticism, and I hope you're going to have a stiff back and make sure that we continue and get a two-envelope bid. But I will make some proposals to make some improvements on the plan. But may I ask first two critical questions? We only received the paper yesterday. What is the process for giving input to the tender process?Is there going to be, say, 3-4 weeks for us to go back to our respective organizations? I can imagine that the Hong Kong Institute of Surveyors, the Hong Kong Institute of Landscape Architects, planners, and so on, still have to go back to their members before they can give a formal feedback to the committee before we finalize the process. So I hope we can be clear about the consultation on this paper.I don't think it would be right for us to just finalize it today. I think this is too important to get it right, and therefore I suggest and to have some clarification on the consultation process. And the second thing is then on the proposed process for the tendering, what is the public participation and the participation of the Harbourfront Commission in it? In the PowerPoint, there is no mention of the Harbourfront Commission. There's no mention of the public.As participants in the process, are they going to have input on the designs? Can they make comments? Well, you know, like, I remember how we disposed Tamar, and ultimately the winning bid was the door designed by Rocco, but it went through an elaborate process that the public had a chance to participate in the discussion, and as a result, we ended up with a really good project.But in this process, I do not see any identification of the public or the Harbourfront Commission in the process. So those are my two starting comments. I have suggestions on improvements we can make, but I'll leave them for the second round.
Okay, thank you, Paul. 唔該。咁好啦，我哋都希望大家好似阿 Paul 咁樣，好精簡咁樣去講咗自己意見，然之後我哋可以嘅話，我哋再喺第二輪再俾大家發言。咁希望每一個出席嘅成員，包括喺現場或者網上嘅，都有機會去發言嘅。好，下一位係 Iris。
唔該曬 ，Vincent。我反而同阿 Paul 有少少唔同嘅睇法啦。我希望咧盡量快啲做咯。 因為呢我即係第一次嚟睇個 project， 但係咧原來個 planning brief 咧就已經做咗十幾年嘅，咁我相信越做咧就越有多嘅要求變化，社會變化緊，咁所以咧如果係拖長嗰個時間咧，就只係會令到咧任何一個成果都未必係可以追到時代嘅要求。咁對於呢一份咧，我就有即係好簡短咁啦，亦都可以抄個 po 咁好簡短，有五個 point 啦。咁我順次序咁講咧，第一咧就第一睇呢一個項目嗰陣時咧，我相信大家都會睇諗緊咧係what is the envisioned end product？ 我哋大家係想最終喺呢個地點咧，係想要見到一個咩嘢成果？咁我相信大家咧都會係遠望去國際嘅城市咧，去試諗下咧佢哋見到理想嘅一個喺海景附近、海灣附近嘅一個建築啦，或者係地點啦。咁可能紐約啊、倫敦啊咁。咁跟住咧，我再講翻咧，就係無論大家心目中有啲乜嘢成功嘅國際項目都好咧，最終咧事實上睇翻我哋嘅development parameters， 同埋睇翻嗰個 lot 嘅形狀咧，似乎咧我哋嗰、那個要求咧都好 restrictive， 真真正正咁 restrict， 即係咁佢個 lot 嘅形狀。NPD 嘅要求，所有其他嘅 planning parameters 係咪真係可以令到我哋係 create 到一個係 world class project？ 係咪真係可以令我哋得到我哋三個 vision 所想要到嘅 statement 咧？我相信大家如果係睇到第三個 point 啦，嗰個 demonstration project 咧都可以睇到咧，其實某程度上咧係做唔到嘅。Demonstration project show 唔到話，即係佢 integrate with surrounding area 啦，一個好 pedestrian friendly 嘅地方啦，等等等等。咁所以我都appreciate 咧，Doris 咧就建議我哋嗰個 scoring system 咧就俾翻一啲 incentive， 就係話我哋反而俾翻一啲 marking 咧 bonus 嘅 mark 咧，就係如果佢可以超越咗。呢啲我哋係比較 conventional 嘅想法咧，就俾啲 extra 嘅分數佢哋啦，就去即係鼓勵佢哋咧，係做翻一個更加係 visionary 嘅一個 project 咁。咁但係始終咧，現實嚟講咧，以一個即係喺即係社會上面 practice 好多年嘅人咧，我都覺得呢個都係比較唔係一個好 achievable 嘅一樣嘢。所以我最後一個建議咧，就係考慮可唔可以某啲quantitative 嘅 requirement 咧係 relax 咗去，譬如話咧有啲比較舊嘅，即係 specifically relating to landscape 啦，比較舊嘅諗法咧就係 at grade planting。咁其實我哋好耐好耐咧都已經係一路吹響咧就係underground development。咁 at grade 嘅意思咧就係成個 POS 嘅一半嘅地方咧係唔可以有 underground development。咁我覺得呢個咧都唔係一個好先進嘅諗法，反而要諗下咧點樣去 create 一個更好嘅一個植物成長嘅環境咯。咁我係講咁多。
好，唔該 ，Aris。下一位係Raymond Chan。
多謝主席。我都覺得咧一個項目咧應該要盡快落實。已經傾過好多次啦，亦都有好多公眾參與嘅機會。而家應該係將呢個項目交俾專業人士去將佢落實。我有幾點特別想提嘅。第一，我都好欣賞呢個雙峰制度嘅。我相信咧一個50-50加底價呢個安排咧，都應該係適合，亦都會提供一個非常大嘅誘因咧，去確保發展商咧會大力投資落去設計，去確保我哋會攞到一個世界級嘅傑出設計啊。但有幾點咧，我都想特別提嘅，就係有同工程有關嘅嗱。因為我哋嗰個設計藍圖啊、城規要求啊、建築要求咧，就寫得好清楚噶啦。咁樣，但係咧，而家去到落實嘅階段咧，一定要確保咧技術上係可行嘅，工程上係可行嘅。咁呢一方面咧，喺嗰個評分嘅時候咧，一定要確保咧而家講嘅唔係紙上談兵，係一定可以有效落實。喺工程上咧，我覺得最單獨咧，要有三樣工程專業咧，係一定要有參與嘅。因為我工程咧就有21個不停嘅工程不同嘅工程專業啦，但係其中有三項咧，嗱，譬如呢、這個交通運輸通行嗰啲電腦模擬嘅分析啊，即係確保人流車流嗰啲係可以暢通無 無阻咧，應該喺最初呢個設計階段已經要考慮清楚嘅啦。咁另外第二個咧就係、是、因為呢度係填海區啦，地質比較複雜啦，亦都希望能夠充分利用地下空間啦。又有啲深層發掘挖掘嘅需要啊。又有而家有一個灣仔繞道嗰啲地隧道喺度咁樣，變咗個地基設計啊，嗰、那個岩土設計嗰方面咧，亦都好早期就應該要有一個足夠嘅評估嘅。第三項嘅工程咧，就係嗰啲生命線嘅工程。啊！我所講嘅生命線就尤其是啲咁嘅甲級寫字樓呢咁嘅發展區咧，風火水電啊、智慧城市嗰、那個設計管道啊嗰啲嘅分布啊，尤其是譬如走火嗰方面啊嗰啲咁嘅安全設施啊，有好多啲法律上嘅要求咧，係一定要向大街啊，又嗰嘢一定要喺早期嘅設計咧，就要鋪排得清清楚楚，就唔好去到後期先至話，因為工程嘅關係咧，嘅可能性關係咧，就使到嗰個設計唔可以落實。啊，我真係希望特別提呢幾點啫。多謝主席。
好，唔該 Raymond。下一位係 Margaret。
But I think we need to be quite careful how they're looked after. I noticed quite definitely that everybody who makes a proposal has to put in at the same time as the design, they have to also put in a separate price premium figure. All of us who've dealt with a lot of these sort of proposals find it's okay, sorry. Find that this putting a price in with a design when basically very few designs are going to have any great similarity is going to cause quite a lot of consternation amongst some of the developers. And I think it would be very much more helpful if one could have a set of concept designs. They then get approved as, say, maybe five that could be acceptable, and then people are asked to make a bid on premium. It lengthens everything, but on the other hand, it does make life significantly easier for the people trying to take part. I'd also be very interested in knowing what the timing is likely to be, in that there doesn't seem to be any mention of timing, except that it's going to be introduced during this year. I also would be very supportive of having some sort of consultation paper, some consultation committee that could go have a quick look at some of the ideas coming out from the various consortia that are almost certainly going to be bidding for something on this scale. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. 下一位是 Francis.
多謝主席。我想問一個比較技術上的問題呢，那個技術標即是個 design 那個 design proposal 呢，一個發展商或者一個 consortium 它可不可以入多一個 proposal 的呢，就是 financial 它可能入一個啦，但是個 design proposal 可不可以入多幾個的呢，譬如它有三個都很靚的，它覺得都好的，那就聽你揀啦，那可不可以入多幾個的呢，因為我以前就遇過呢啲 case 啦，即係唔係代表佢冇誠意喎，其實佢誠意好大喎，所以但係如果佢入多幾個嘅時間呢，佢個勝數又會多啲啦，同埋呢但係你比分嗰時呢又困難啲喎，即係同其他人個比較嗰時呢又困難啲喎，即係我想問呢個比較技術上嘅問題。
好，唔該 Francis 個問題。下一位 KY。
主席，簡單講句，我都係同支持呢個雙信封嘅制度去出呢塊地。咁就但係我亦都同阿 Iris 睇法一樣，就係我哋唔好再等啦，因為我哋已經等咗好耐。咁就頭先啊，我想講嘅就兩點。第一點就係 Urban Design Study， 對呢件事我哋博取有幾重要。第二點就係、是。我哋而家中環海濱嘅情況，第一點 ，Urban Design Study 頭先啦， 在2005年我們開始的時候呢， Urban Design Study 不是一些即是存在的東西的，不是在城規程序裡面有的東西的。以前來講最標準的就是一個 CDA 嘛，那麼規劃署會做個 Planning Brief， 然之後呢就會發展商就會做個 MLP， 那個 MLP 當然都會經過城規會去討論，那批了之後就再推出來。那就 Urban Design Study 之所以出現，就是因為當我們開始現在講緊係城呢個海港共建維港委員會，咁其實當時咧，我參與咧就學識兩樣嘢，第一樣嘢叫公眾參與，第二樣嘢就係 Urban Design Studies。咁我哋係差唔多係第即係喺起碼我認知嚟講係開始就係中環嚟講咧，我哋應該要做一個 Urban Design Study， 唔係只係靠以前嘅一個分區發展大綱藍圖裏邊就咁將塊地愛嚟做咩用途。咁而呢個 Urban Design Study 頭先阿 Doris 喺佢嘅介紹都有講過，就好簡單講咗就話兩輪嘅公眾參與，咁正正係呢個係公眾參與，而且係兩輪，所以點解喺 Doris 介紹嗰個時間嚟講係用咗好幾年時間做呢樣嘢。而呢個呢亦都事後嚟講呢就變咗係我哋如果係喺海濱嘅項目嚟講呢做親 Urban Design Study 呢差唔多標準㗎，就係譬如好似灣仔嘅海濱嘅 Urban Design Study 都係做咗幾年。咁呢個所謂兩輪嘅公眾參與，其實就係包含咗香港公眾、香港嘅市民、各方嘅專業人士，大家關心海濱嘅人，係同埋關心我哋城市規劃嘅朋友，一直俾咗好多意見。咁既然我哋係咁一個咁緊密嘅程序，都咁詳盡嘅程序嘅話，我哋而家係唔係仲希望我投標？邊個發展商投標嘅時候，仲話要佢嘅設計，仲要用時間攞出嚟俾公眾，因為公眾其實已經俾咗意見，起碼喺個 UDS 嘅時候已經俾咗意見。咁呢個同埋頭先阿坡講個例子，即係天馬政府總部係好唔同，嗰、那個嚟講係事前冇經過，只不過有人話：喂，我哋喺嗰度起咗政府總部啦。咁、那個 architect 做咗出嚟之後咧，咁然之後去。俾公眾俾意見係兩回唔同嘅事情，咁所以我就會，我哋既然已經等咗15年，就都係要快啲，盡快上馬。咁啊，好啦，第二樣嘢，呢、這個中環嘅海濱，咁就而家中環海濱係咩情況呢？我哋成日講優化我哋海濱係講連貫性啦、可達性啦，同埋要有活力。咁我記得去年11月尾一個星期五晚上，幾個關心海濱發展嘅朋友呢就走去入維港遊，睇下約咗喺九號十號碼頭面前等，星期五嘅七點鐘，我去到發覺成個海濱係靜嘤嘤嘅，只係得兩對新人喺度影婚紗相啊。咁就亦都係點解我哋成好多時呢就會喺電視嘅劇集嚟講咧，所以海濱嘅好多嘢喺海濱發生咧，都係喺中環海濱用摩天輪做背景，或者另外一個比較 popular 嘅地方就係觀塘海濱啦嚇，都係因為唔夠人多，所以先可以喺嗰度拍攝啫。七個星期之後，同一班朋友有機會參與這個 XC 去雪梨。咁又係一個星期五晚上，我哋喺雪梨 Darling Harbour Barangaroo 個區前面嗰、那個世界係完全唔一樣。佢個海濱嚟講呢就係一放工嘅時候啲人去到呢係幾乎行都行唔跑都跑唔到根本上。咁我諗呢樣嘢就係、是、當時嚟講我哋係好羨慕點解佢可以做到咁有活力海濱。咁我自己睇就係 Barangaroo 嘅發展，即係後面初時好多人話：喂，你起咁多商業發展啊，諸如此類，其實正正係提供個人流，同埋喺佢發展裏面有啲餐飲食肆啊，諸如此類，令到可以咁多人去嗰度。而中環而家我哋海濱嚟講，正正就冇呢樣嘢。如果係三號用地，三號地可以發展起上嚟嘅話咧，咁呢個咧就令到我哋可以加大咗個人流，唔淨止係人流，仲有可達性。自從呢、這個我哋起咗九號十號碼頭，七八九十號碼頭，我哋出去咧，唯一一條通路就係由怡和大廈 一直行出去都經一條臨時天橋，咁點去呢？沿途嚟講乜都冇。咁三號用地的確呢就係、是、亦都可以令到我哋呢係可以多啲途徑出去呢個海濱。如果我哋而家仲係拖嘅話呢，五年之後呢，我哋都係要經過一條臨時天橋行出去，依然都係可以繼續喺度見到間中有人喺度影下婚紗相。呢、這個係唔係我哋想見到嘅海濱呢？咁所以我希望呢就係、是、快啲做，唔好再等啦。
好，唔該。下一位係唔該，企位。下一位係 Janice。
係，多謝主席。我有幾個建議嘅。第一咧就係、是、嗰、那個public open space 嗰度啦，咁就有好多嘅 greeneries 啦，同埋一啲 furnitures 咁啊。咁但係我即係印象中就係中環就好少呢個 water features 嘅。咁因為如果呢塊地夠大咧，其實即係會唔會都可以考慮就係擺一啲 water features 喺度，譬如一啲 music fountains 啦，咁就吸引多啲唔同嘅遊客嚟到呢度啦。咁第二就係話即係嗰個那個 marking scheme 嗰度咧，其實會唔會都將嗰個第時嗰個 maintenance 同埋個 operation 咧，都擺埋喺一個scoring 嘅 criteria 入邊？因為其實佢哋第時負責去 maintain 呢一個 public open space 嘅時候，佢係 commit 幾多嘅 budget 落去，或者係佢哋係用點樣嘅一啲嘅 renting strategy 去吸引唔同嘅租户咧？其實即係唔想喺呢度變成另一個 IFC 咯。因為其實已經係周圍中環咧有好多嘅 IFC 同埋一啲 Prince Building 啊，咁其實希望呢一個咧係喺香港大眾嘅市民都可以 afford 得到嘅一個 area 嚟嘅，咁所以希望佢哋即係我哋都會考慮係佢哋點樣去吸引唔同嘅租户入住嘅話，都可以係一個考慮嘅因素咯。咁最後就係嗰、那個知道有一個 agree 嘅 crossing， 就係由嗰個江樂道中一路去到海濱嘅。咁但係龍和道嗰度咧，其實都係一條幾繁忙嘅trunk road 嚟嘅。咁變咗喺嗰個 crossing 嗰度，會唔會係反而係考慮咗一個 underpass 咧？咁就變咗，因為其實而家都有個agree 嘅 crossing， 咁但係其實啲人都要等幾耐，即係可能等成兩三分鐘先至可以過到對面馬路咯。咁變咗會唔會係用另一個 underground 嘅 crossing 代替呢個 agree 嘅 crossing 咧？
好，唔該 ，Dennis， Ivan，
係唔該主席，我都要好似 Doris 咁，除咗個罩先講嘢，
除咗唔戴翻嘅。
首先就對於政府今日 table 上嚟呢張 paper 採納一個 2M system 50-50 嘅比例去做呢個 land procurement for size 3咧，就我本人同埋我相信我代表嘅專業學會咧，都係通俗啲講句咧係收貨。當然啦，如果係一個 design profession 嚟講咧，咁我哋就一定會要求多多嘅，即係你俾你話 two envelope， 我哋覺得應該 purely looking at the design。你話50-50，我會話俾你聽，你應該係80-20咁。咁但係given 喺呢一個咁重要嘅西咧，其實頭先 Doris 嘅 presentation 咧，亦都好清楚帶咗一點咧，就係我哋係要平衡三方面嘅，一方面就係 economically 呢個西係要 viable， environmentally 佢係要 sustainable。socially 佢要 equitable， 咁我哋要喺呢三方面攞個平衡嘅話咧，咁我相信即係呢個50-50同埋 two envelope system 咧，我覺得喺而家呢個情況之下係收貨嘅。第二點咧就係、是、我會比較 focus on 個 public open space， 咁喺個 public open space 我希望喺個 marking scheme 裡面咧係能夠即係。include 埋一啲重要嘅元素，尤其是今日我哋社會比較重視嘅公共空間嘅元素，包括我哋希望佢係 more inclusive， 即係唔同年齡、唔同嘅人士都可以 enjoy 到，包括我哋希望佢嘅 public open space 係 more embracing， 佢係可以 for 所有嘅人 ，for all people， for all activities at all time。咁呢啲我希望係喺個 marking scheme 能夠盡量都即係包含咗喺裏面嘅。咁而去到個 design 嗰個 envelope， 咁個 marking scheme 咧，即係我自己喺業界 practice 咗咁耐，亦都做過好多 design competition。 我就唔係好想 touch on 個 marketing scheme， 尤其是因為一幅咁重要嘅商業用地咧，佢牽涉好多利益咧。咁呢個 marketing scheme 如何制定咧？我相信我係 entrust 政府嘅同事去公平公正處理，因為任何外邊嘅人去即係參與制定個 marketing scheme 咧，都會令到社會有唔同嘅人有唔同嘅懷疑嘅。咁但係我想提嘅咧，就係話我做咗咁多 design competition 嘅經驗咧 ，marketing scheme 咧，我會提醒大家要避免咧，就係 quantify 咗佢。咁因為好多時你要揀或者揀唔同嘅設計咧，你會不自覺地去用一啲數量去 quantify 一個 design。咁而個結果咧，我睇過咁多嘅 design competition as 一個 professional advisor 咧，就結果係四平八穩嗰個贏出。咁呢個咧就我諗我希望即係喺你制定嘅 marketing scheme 咧，都需要考慮一下。尤其是咧，就如果你係一個死板板嘅 marketing sheets 俾人去比分咧，咁呢個比分出嚟嘅結果咧，係我見到咁多次比賽咧，都係一啲四平八穩，反而一啲好 innovative 或者一啲好有創意嗰啲咧，係唔會贏到嘅。咁如果你喺嗰個 assessment 嘅過程係有一個 section 加落去，就是、一個我哋叫 deliberation， 就係所有比分嘅人互相之間討論，討論完之後佢再去決定佢如何比分咧。咁呢個係會比較更加理想嘅。咁呢個係我即係做咗好多 professional advisor 之後嘅意見啦，或者一個建議啦。第四點我想提嘅好重要嘅就係、是、將 paper 冇提到嘅就係喺呢個 project 個 implementation， 即係個 construction period 個過程，我哋同樣需要考慮。我相信呢個 project 嘅 development period 係會唔少過七至九年。咁喺呢七至九年裏面，即係由佢入 plan 開始啊，主席即刻彈起啊！但我好肯定話俾你聽，由佢入 plan 開始到佢即係起完咧，七至九年都係好樂觀。但呢七至九年裏面，公眾如何 enjoy 呢個空間，佢嘅 connectivity 係點，佢嘅 accessibility to the harbourfront 會係點？咁呢啲通常就係大家喺個 project 初期係疏忽咗嘅。咁到後期你想去 implement 一啲嘢咧，你冇咗個 ground 去 implement 咧，咁就變咗公眾人士可能喺嗰段時間就只能夠係對住一個 construction site。咁有冇可能喺嗰段時間都能夠 ensure 到公眾有某一個程度嘅 enjoyment 或者 access 到個 harbour 咧？咁，跟住落嚟我會比較 concern 嘅係嗰個成個項目。將來完成咗之後嘅 public open space， 根據文件話俾我哋聽咧，就佢會 curated and manage。咁呢個係拜邊個咧？係咪拜個 developer 咧？咁如果係拜個 developer， 有啲咩機制我哋可以保證到佢真係 curate 同埋 manage 個 space 係 for the interest of the public 咧？咁呢個問題我唔 expect 今日一定有答案，但係即係我建議，即係政府嗰方面可以考慮一下。Implementation 係我最關心嘅。通常我哋會見到咧啲 design scheme 好靚嘅，贏咗之後去到master level plan 都好靚嘅。咁不過到起完出嚟咧，就硬係有少少嘢唔同咗。咁如果啲少少嘢唔同咗之後咧，就個公眾享用嗰個空間嗰、那個個程度就會大幅減少咗嘅，咁呢個咧就係我比較即係 concern 嘅，尤其是我哋最近喺 Harbourfront 嘅 project 都見到有一啲咁嘅比較 negative 嘅例子發生咗，咁我所以亦都想問一問就係話喺個 implementation period 或者呢個 process 裏面嗰、那個 tender assessment panel 個 role， 頭先有提過啦，都有少少 role 喺度啦，咁又想問一下嗰、那個Technical advisor 仲有冇 role 咧？Harbourfront Commission 會唔會有 role 咧？咁呢個我亦都即係今日提出嚟，我就唔 expect 今日一定要有答案。咁但係希望可以綜合即係個 holistic 啲咁去考慮，點樣可以令到呢個 Site 3將來 develop 咗之後，真係可以 deliver 到一個我哋香港人期待嘅一個比較 iconic 我哋一個未來香港成個城市嗰個 image。 嘅一個 development 同埋 public open space。咁唔該主席。
好，多謝 Ivan。咁大家以為大家都發咗言，其實咧喺網上咧都有好多委員咧係報咗名嘅。咁而家咧就去，我會邀請喺online 嘅委員咧係發言。首先係Anthony 張。我而家係見唔到佢嘅，係。
而家開緊機。
哦，佢而家先開機啊？
即
係
我哋。
OK，好。揾唔揾到啊？揾唔揾到啊？我哋未接聽到呢個電話，我哋請下一位啊，接聽下一位先啦。Edward Low。
多謝多謝，聽到嘛？
係，聽到。
其實有啲意見啲其他委員都提咗㗎啦，不過有幾點我都想就住即係規劃代表嗰度個意見俾大家啦。我就自己我哋覺得咧嗰個 planning brief 或者係我哋嗰啲所謂 demonstration design 個 scheme 咧，其實係一個基礎嚟嘅，亦都係預備咗都係幾年之前啦。咁亦都好同意局方今次嗰個 plan exercise 咧，盡可能咧透過機制去鼓勵業界咧有啲更加好嘅設計，一方面可以滿足曬我哋規劃啊或者係設計上的要求，或者個土地利用嗰個要求啦。咁但係同時都可以話鼓勵到咧啲更加好嘅 design。咁 true effort system 我哋 support 嘅，但係咧，我有睇法就係、是其實50-50咧，呢個就文件或者局方頭先介紹所提出嘅意見啦。咁有少少同意阿 Ivan 頭先提嘅，其實局方可唔可以喺陣回應嗰時係解釋一下，或者佢嗰個思考方面係點樣去定呢個50-50咧？譬如話係 make reference 一啲過往嘅project 啊，或者係有啲嘅特別嘅考慮啊，譬如公帑啊，或者係曬考慮點樣平衡嗰、那個攞個平衡咧咁。因為其實 technical 嗰 part 其實喺呢個西，我覺得係等咗咁耐啦，都希望有一個好啲嘅 design 出到嚟，係令市民咧係一個都係quality design for quality living 咁解嘅啫。咁另外就我都提一提嗰個 tender assessment panel 嗰度。咁我知道 tender 嗰個 advisor 咧，其實嗰個 role 都幾重嘅，都係其實就係代表業界，就一啲設計啊，或者係規劃啊，甚至係城市設計方面俾意見嘅。咁未必需要而家答案嘅，即係我希望嗰個運作上咧，就可能盡量 facilitate 好呢班 technical advisor 係俾到一啲有用嘅意見嗰、那個assessment panel。咁特別係譬如話個 marketing scheme 嗰度咧，佢哋冇機會俾到一個 input 咧，去制定個 marketing scheme 咧，因為呢個係一個相當重要嘅一個 tool 去 assess 嗰個 scheme 嘅。咁就我要講嘅係咁多啦，唔該曬。
好，唔該 Edward。咁Kelly Chan。Kelly， 到你啦。
系，唔该晒主席，听唔听到？
听到，听到好大声。
好，细声翻啲先。好，咁呢个 scheme 由2005年开始倾到2016年，出嗰个 briefing plan 到而家2020年，其实真系太长时间。即系虽然知道呢个 plan 呢个 site 系好重要，其实呢个 iconic for Hong Kong， 咁其实系需要时间去 develop 呢、這个。所有嘅考慮，咁但係亦都要即係時候要去 speed up 呢成件事，去 base on 而家我哋既定咗嘅 briefing plan。咁亦都好同意係局方係加咗嗰啲 incentive scheme 去將一啲可能喺過去嗰十幾廿年係冇考慮過嘅一啲比較現代啲嘅考慮方面嘅嘢啦，譬如 urban plan 啊各方面，或者係一啲 sustainable environmental 嘅嘢或者 sustainability 嘅嘢，咁等嗰个 developer 系可以有个空间去再做好啲喺based on 一啲既定嘅 briefing plan 入边，咁呢个系支持嘅。咁喺嗰个两个 envelope two envelope approach 我都亦都支持，但系我自己个人就觉得嗰个 proportion 即系50-50咧，我虽然我是会计师，但都不是只是看数，即都不是一定要只是看钱份上。咁其实即我个人觉得咧，喺呢个咁 iconic 嘅 site 咧，喺嗰个设计同埋个 technical feasibility 咧系更加重要，即相对嚟讲。咁所以我个人觉得系可能7-3比例系比较合理嘅，喺呢方面。咁亦都我知自己本身都试验过一啲 assessment panel 喺一啲 development 嗰度，有好几个都系。 73或者是 even 82的比例。咁因为喺嗰啲咁重要嘅 site 呢，我觉得喺嗰个 design 嗰方面呢係比较重要嘅。咁喺个 financial 嘅 viability 当然係重要啦，但係即係喺唔同嘅 location 可能我哋需要有唔同嘅考虑喺呢个比例上。咁亦都尽量顾希望局方呢喺嗰啲喺个标书嗰度係尽量摆多啲一啲 guidance 俾将来嗰个developer， 即係去入标嘅时候俾多啲资讯佢哋，係等佢哋知道佢哋要諗多啲唔同嘅嘢， public involvement 啊，或者嗰个公众嘅意见啊，或者一啲参与程度啊，咁希望喺嗰方面呢可以加强一啲囉。唔该晒。
好，唔该 Kelly。我哋接通返 Anthony 啦， Anthony。Anthony 张。Anthony， 到你啦，请讲。如果都唔得就去因为Becky 都有留言嘅，佢就 send 咗个留言俾Rosalind， 咁请Rosalind 读出我哋Becky 嘅留言。
来信。
唔该。
播首歌先。好，唔该主席。咁我就代表Becky， 咁就帮佢读出佢嗰个意见啦，咁就英文嘅，咁我就原文咁样读返出嚟。I support the two-envelope approach that puts more consideration on factors beyond bidding price. As the area is large, 4.75 个 hectare, mobility, including the circulation of people and goods, should be a core element in the design. So, I think the development related technical advisors should include transport professionals. I'm not referring to traffic engineering or the transport function per se, but the quality of streets and how people move around the waterfront safely, happily, and sustainability. Using a people-oriented approach as described in paragraph 3 and 6 of the paper, and notably Annex C, pedestrian-oriented environment, please consider. Also,The monitoring of the successful bid is really important. I want to know more about the mechanism. Example, what will be the consequences of the bidder failing to develop, deliver or design to change the design to save cost later? What can be done? Generally, I'm glad that there's progress on Site 3 so that people can enjoy the benefits sooner. 唔該主席。
唔該，唔該 ，Rosalind 讀出Becky 嘅留言。我哋睇下，可能 Anthony 俾老細叫走咗啦。咁好，我哋完成咗第一輪嘅發言，我想睇，好啊好啊，我想睇下發展局局長做一個初步嘅回應，好嘛？咁局長。
感謝大家，感謝主席。我諗我就幾方面我扼要講一講咧。首先我咁感謝大家，我諗總嘅嚟講，今日大家都支持我哋一個雙信封嘅制度。咁阿 Paul 你唔感謝你，你都欣賞。咁其實又唔係好有勇氣嘅，係少做嘅。不過因為我諗 Site 3 呢度咧，唔單止個經濟嘅重要性，就係佢作為一個公共空間。做一個社會空間個重要性，我哋覺得，所以大家你睇翻咁多年來我哋賣地，我哋係好少好少咁樣處理，但係我哋覺得呢個值得嘅。咁我同意好幾位講咧，我哋嚟緊會有啲爭議，我哋知嘅，因為你一牽涉到其實係選美啦。如果我睇翻個質嚟講係嘛，如果淨係睇個價錢就好簡單。咁政府嚟講亦都預咗咧，喺如果你話個金錢收入。可能比單純一個 cash tender 會少一啲㗎，因為我哋會考慮返嗰個質嗰個情況，對呢個西我哋覺得值得㗎。個比例係點嘅呢？個比例因為唔太多歷史嘅依據可以依循嘅嘢，我哋極少咁樣做。咁但係可以同大家分享呢，55嚟講呢對嗰個質嗰個亦都放得唔少嘅。因為中間嗰個其實個金錢個價值係都可以幾巨大下嘅。即係如果你話為咗追求一啲質嘅一啲譬如微小嘅進步，而係社會要付好大嘅公帑嘅代價，亦都要考慮一下嘅。 咁其實五嚟講咧，喺翻好多政府投標咧，對質嗰個比重亦都唔係低嘅，即係個別有話七三都去到過，咁但係呢個我哋喺我哋呢度嚟講，我哋覺得五係合適嘅。咁但係當然咧，今天其實聽咗好多寶貴意見，我哋會翻去咧仔細考慮嘅。方才我諗個別委員就住嗰、那個水景啊，個 water feature 啊，園景啊，一啲 crossing 啊，或者係個佢有幾咁能夠涵蓋到唔同社會人士嘅需要咧，譬如 iPhone 嗰點咧，呢啲翻去我哋都會考慮嘅。但我呢度我有幾點可所以可以講一講。第一就係嗰個 planning brief 個規劃綱要。其實喺規劃綱要，如果你睇翻規劃署一啲嘅 guidance， 你會知道咧。我哋當然我哋有啲嘢我哋係可以話定咗落嚟嘅，但我方才好同意唔少委員都講咧，唔好定得佢太死。喺規劃綱要當中隱含咗，其實我哋都仍然係鼓勵一啲創意，鼓勵一啲創新。其實你睇翻即係唔同嘅規劃綱要咧，我哋仍然係有呢個精神。喺今次咧，我哋亦都咧係保留呢一個精神。誰去決定嗰度呢？咁我呢度可能我令到在座某啲委員失望。我個 decision making， 即係話邊個決定邊個標得呢？我總係要一個法官嘅，明白嗎？即係我總係要 one body 去決定。我好難話將呢個決定權呢等咗喺唔同嘅人身上。咁喺呢個事情嚟講，其實由於牽涉一個其實政府賣地啦，咁基本上喺中央投標委員會呢佢有要求嘅。所以嗰、那個呢班人係邊個？就係一啲 government officials。即係當然呢個都可以有唔同意見嘅，咁但係其實由於佢係一個 tender， 佢仲係有呢個本質啦，咁所以會係啲 government officials。咁但係我哋喺嚟緊，我哋都加咗一個新遊嘅，就係話佢哋會 advise， 佢哋會聽一啲其實我哋個 tender advisor 啦，呢個就唔係 government officials 啦。咁我哋會努力揾咧，我都知道唔容易揾，但係我又覺得我哋揾得到嘅，即係話一啲喺社會上對有關嘅事宜。包括規劃啦，包括建築啦，方才有講嘅一啲運輸嗰個管理啦，而係冇一個直接嘅利益衝突，我仍然有信心我哋會揾到嘅。咁我亦都覺得呢個可能喺目前嚟講咧，就係我哋一個最佳嘅安排。我有困難將佢重新個公眾個諮詢再打翻開嘅，因為如果係咁嘅話，其實好多委員都講咧，個沒完沒了啦。因為其實你睇翻。UDS 其實07開始㗎喇，你講早啲都仲得㗎。依家今年係2020年，我哋講緊係一個十多年嘅過程。其實去到城規會做到個 planning brief 呢都係2016㗎喇。咁所以我哋無意重新打開返嗰個公眾諮詢過程。咁但係公眾有冇得參與呢？有嘅，其實嚟緊其實如果個 tender 過咗之後呢，方才 Doris 都講呢，其實中標者呢佢嗰個 master layout plan 啦，佢要再去翻城規會嘅，咁城規會我哋會行嘅咧，我哋叫做好簡單嚟講啦。如果你大家熟嘅話，一個 section 16嘅程序當中咧，公眾咧都係可以將佢寶貴意見咧俾翻城規會嘅。阿坡都問咧，如果你話所屬嘅會有個意見咧，嗱如果大家熟我哋賣地嗰情況咧，喺今年嚟講咧，我第一季財政年度第一季，即係四至六月嗰個賣地買啲咩地，我講咗嘅。咁二三四季我未講，咁今天我都講唔到，因為我要去到六月尾我先至會講嘅。咁但係呢一幅地等咗喺今年賣地表啦，佢都有一定嘅迫切性啦。方才委員都講唔想係咁拖落去嘅。咁因此我唔會有好多時間去走呢個過程。咁但係如果話兩三個禮拜我有嘅，好嘛？如果你話大家會因應呢個文件咧，如果大家話都有進一步嘅意見俾政府咧，我哋樂意聆聽。2 to 3 weeks 啊，係嘛？因為跟住我哋好多，咁如果能夠我哋一啲意見，我哋能夠無論係話透過做入我哋嘅 tender 嘅 conditions 啦、marking schemes 啦，或者將來 list condition， 我哋都會適當考慮。同埋我哋將我哋結果，我會翻嚟即係同大家報告翻嘅。咁我諗我一個第一輪好簡單回應大家，咁主席嚇。
好，唔該 Michael 局長，好，有少少時間，我哋可以開放。如果大家喺有興趣第二輪再表達意見嘅，我哋好請準備。係，我哋Paul。
Thank you, and thanks for the clarification and the time that the secretary just provided for giving us our further comments. This is an important site, and we discussed this under the Harbourfront Commission.
and we had a very tenuous ending to the urban design study in 2009-2011. That whole period from 2007 to 2009, we had a very tenuous relationship. Ophelia Wong was in charge, and I think that we ended up on a Saturday with a very horrible meeting where everybody was in disagreement. And the urban design study was very much focused on the general issues rather than on this specific site. Now, on the planning brief, we've developed the ideas further. However, it's the process of planning never ends. And I think we should take every opportunity to improve without losing time. Of course, we'd love to see this site developed. We'd love to see, it would even be better if we could do site 1, 2, and 3 at the same time. And connect the ferry piers and put the site 2 deck and this deck at the same time, because this is really a comprehensive project that should be done together. So it is important to get it done right. The public function of this site is enormous. It links the waterfront with the footbridge network of Central and Tamar. It gets the people all the way over the new highway. And, for example, Yuxing Street, which was a small road, has now been redeveloped into a superhighway. The traffic comes down from the corridor, comes through here to go to Mid-Levels, Causeway Bay, Happy Valley. This road is now a major road. Circumstances have changed. Electronic road pricing for Central is going to come in place. What is the function of this site to support electronic road pricing, taking traffic off the area in Central on the other side of the Connaught Road? Is this the parking lot where everybody parks and then walks across? We have to rethink what the functions are of this site. And an opportunity, as we have here now, is to get a design pitch before we make final decisions, allows better ideas to come forward. As Designing Hong Kong, together with ULI, we allowed design bids by a team. From this particular case, it was Benoy. And within Benoy, there were the three design teams that looked at the planning brief and came up with design ideas. That allowed improvements to the planning brief, allowed a better understanding on the opportunities of this site. Therefore, this two-stage envelope bid is very important, but why is it important? It is important to make sure that we can learn from all the expertise that is going to study this site to come up with ideas which can take it forward, can make it better. But that must mean that we have a chance to take the learning and make it effectively implemented. So if we do it as a two envelope bid in one bid, are we allowing ourselves enough flexibility? And I'm asking this question in terms of the process. Or would it be better to first have a qualifier where the first envelope, where people come up with the conceptual designs, and then stage 2 is the final bit, and you have been able to respond to the conceptual designs and have that learning included? You don't have to lose much time, but you split it in 2. And then you also have a better chance to avoid the negative comments about transparency in terms of whether you award it to the highest bidder or somebody with a nice design or somebody who's your friend. You're going to get those questions. So I suggest that we should consider whether some fine-tuning can be done. Now, in terms of the vision statements here, we have submitted to you, first of all, a paper that suggested, in addition to the vision statements that you have suggested, we add on one more. That is the contribution to the enhancement of the harbour. And we have set out a number of points that the harbour, the site was reclaimed from the harbour, and this is a site of a special public asset, that this should contribute to Hong Kong's international image, that this should be an imaginative and exciting design, and it should be primarily a community project. And we have kind of set that out in a paper, and we hope that this could become an additional item on the list of, in your vision statement, the enhancement of the public enjoyment of the harbour, how the facilities are going to allow the public to enjoy the harbour better. Now, the second suggestion that I can put forward is, what is this site going to contribute to Central? is this, if this is the large, the single largest last opportunity for fixing the central business district, provide the facilities we need there, including the parking and offload congestion from north of, from south of Connor Road to the north side, and we start to fix things, how is this site going to function? And, you know, in that sense, I would suggest that this is a solution space and that we should identify this as a solution space, enhancing the central business district, expanding the elevated network of public space, connecting the waterfront with the hinterland, the interchange between different modes of transport. If you think of the elevated network in Central as a concours in an MTR station where you can come down to the different rail tracks, think of the elevated network in Central, how you can get down to the ferry, to the MTR, to the airport express, to the different bus stops, to the different mini bus stops, to the different parking spaces, and think of that whole network as your concours of the largest public transport interchange in Hong Kong. And then think how that deck can work and how Site 3 can make sure that the deck works. Now, if that, then we have to clearly specify that that is an ambition we have for the site. Right now, we basically don't define the site as such. We don't define the contribution to the harbor overall. We don't define the contribution to Central overall. And I think we really should upgrade in terms of to those two visions. And then finally, of course, I hear some people suggest 70-30. I would fully support that to increase the in the marketing scheme, the balance for design over price for this particular, but then strengthen the requirements of what we want and make sure that when people come up with good ideas in the process, we can accommodate it. Right now it says non-conforming bids will be rejected. How about the best bid is a non-conforming bid? Because the best team have looked at the site, studied it, and came up with proposals that are far outweigh whatever we've set out in the planning brief. What are we going to do? Ignore it? That would be a missed opportunity of all that effort. So I think we've got to find a way of making sure we can learn from all of that money that all these developers that who want this site, going to invest in it, can learn from it and then gain from it. But if we can only see it, but we cannot eat it, what a waste. So I think we really got to twist a little bit further on this two-bit proposal to get it right. But Secretary for Development, thank you very much for sticking your neck out. Let's go continue with this. Let's speed it up. But let's keep fine-tuning until we got it right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Iris. Ivan. Iris.
唔該曬. I think that not being very familiar with the process of this project, my first set of comments really is a bigger question, which I think wasn't answered, on the extent of which the planning brief controls the end product. And what I tried to say, perhaps didn't say really well, was that the planning brief is too restrictive to help us come up with a world-class project for the site. So how can we break away from this bond set up by the planning brief? For example, the one side of it with one MPD, the other side with the other MPD. How is that going to help us create an integrated project around the whole area? The idea of terraced planting or terraced kind of urban design, sensitive urban design, again, with that kind of cutting up the site, how is that going to help us with coming up with a good urban design? I'm asking these questions. I don't have the answers, but I'm just sitting here thinking, if this is the last chance for us to ask these questions, then I'm going to have to waste everybody's time to ask these questions again some more time. I'm sorry. The public open space is a big portion of the site, and so I specifically have comments on the public open space. I totally appreciate the amount of land ascribed to the public open space, and welcome any kind of, and in fact, I think the word curation is a fantastic word. I would really want to leave it open for the designer to come up with how they envision the public open space and how, what they want to put in it and how they will run it. So, but the, again, the planning brief is too restrictive in terms of the public open space, which should only be half of the, if we talk about sustainable development nowadays, if we think about good projects, there would be far more greenery in all areas than what we envision. But on the other hand, I guess what I'm saying is that some of the quantitative requirements are really not stringent enough. For example, 30% covering, 30% site covering of greenery. Well, I think if half the site is supposed to be a park, and overall the whole area is supposed to have 30% greenery, somewhere along the line the numbers don't match. Public open space is only required to have 50% greenery. Well, if you think of a park, I would want a park to have more than, I wouldn't want a park to have half of it covered with structures. A park should be mostly planted. So the 50% greenery coverage at public open space is too little. So I guess my question here is, how can we set up a set of criteria that can give us the ultimate visionary world-class project if we restrict to only this planning brief? My answer is we cannot. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Ivan.
謝謝主席。 其實時間對於我們整個社會來講，除了在金錢上面是一個代價，亦都是一個社會代價。尤其在這個項目西3，我們已經討論了十幾年，亦都做了很多 public engagement design study， 所以我自己聽到有些討論是關於究竟那個 marking scheme 是50-50還是70-30。 但是我有少少不同的意見，就是我相信究竟是50-50還是70-30，對我們的 end product 的影響應該不會太大，因為任何 developer 喺商業角度嚟講，佢投幅地咧，佢係一定想 maximize 佢嘅 profit 嘅。咁所以從呢個角度嚟講咧，剩翻落嚟個 variant， 即係個變化個分子咧，就會係設計嗰部分。咁所以。 冇人，我相信唔會有任何一個 commercial entities 係願意明知佢個 profit margin 係20%， 佢願意 cut 到落去5% in order 去 win 呢個 land parcel 嘅。咁所以其實我喺業界咁多年，我相信我哋再喺呢度繼續去爭論50-50定30-70，我又覺得嗰個實際將來對嗰個項目出嚟嘅 outcome 個影響唔係咁決定性嘅，佢會係一啲好細微嘅影響。咁反而第二點，我亦都即係想 echo 翻頭先 Iris 講嗰個 green ratio 咧，其實同樣我哋繼續討論究竟係30% greening ratio 啊，又話係點咧？有唔同嘅睇法嘅，因為當我哋堅持一個 site 定寫咗落個 list 度係30% greening ratio， 我哋做過好多 project 真係做到死咁滯。 你要諗盡辦法俾草地佢，諗盡辦法俾 plan 佢，而呢啲草地同 plan 可能 eventually 唔係公眾可以 enjoy 到嘅空間。咁調轉呢，我哋係因為要達到呢啲指標呢，係令到嗰個公共空間係更加唔 flexible， 更加冇空間去做一啲其他嘅活動。我哋需要一啲 hard landscape 嘅。咁所以其實返返嚟呢，我都覺得最重要嘅呢，反而係喺個 marking scheme 同埋個 brief。 點樣去取 strike 一個 balance？ 一方面 是能够令到参与投标的人大家都是跟循同一套的 requirement， 但是 at the same time 是有一些 flexibility 俾佢哋喺设计同埋创意上面去发挥。咁而希望从呢个过程里面我哋是能够得到最好的一个 product。最后一点我想提的，刚才我自己 miss 咗嘅呢，就是我比较 concern 嘅就係将来嗰个 implementation 收货呢，因为我见到 paper 提到呢就会将呢啲 requirement 呢就摆咗落去个 list 度。咁呢个呢亦都系我一个 concern 呢，就係我哋喺业界嘅经验呢，当呢啲咁嘅设计上嘅 requirement 用文字去描述呢，去到收地政处收个 project 嗰陣时呢，通常都系好悲惨，因为相关的政府部门的同事就会 literally 跟个字逐个逐个字去 interpret 去修理，咁就唔系睇个 design intent。咁呢样嘢即系我从业界角度咧，就希望即系唔好不断咁发生啦。咁当然我哋业界就发生咗，我哋要面对去解决，要满足呢个相关政府官员嘅要求啦。咁但系呢个唔系我哋嗰个原意嚟嘅。咁或者即系希望可以。發展局諗諗喺個收貨標準，除咗用地契嘅一啲文字去描述，會唔會有一啲更加好嘅方法？一方面能夠即係保證到佢唔會偏離咗佢當初入標嗰陣時嘅設計嘅水平或者質量，但同時咧，因為喺每個項目發展過程咧，其實我哋係碰到一啲我哋預計唔到嘅嘢，而係需要將個設計去adjust 即係調校。咁尤其你而家講緊俾我聽，呢個係一個 CDA site， 你要入個 master layout plan。咁其實喺行內亦都好 common 嘅。你批咗個 MLP 之後咧，其實好多時你要入另一個 revised MLP 嘅，因為喺個 design development 嘅過程，你碰到一啲你之前預計唔到嘅問題，你需要修改設計，你又要再 revise 個 MLP， 再入過去，再去 seek 個 approval。咁其實呢個亦都講翻我頭先講個問題，就係時間。咁呢個 project 越拖得耐，公眾能夠將來等佢完成之後享用嘅時間越耐咧，其實都係公眾嘅損失。咁我好希望係我哋今日能夠嘅話，盡量將呢啲 hurdle 減少佢或者係減低佢啦嚇。唔該，主席。
好，唔該 ，Ivan。我哋網上 Anthony 又接通係。
系，听唔听到？
听啦，系，好，请讲 ，Anthony。
O K， 唔好意思，头先我教错咗个麦啊。喂 ，Anyway， 我讲讲第一都系 welcome 个两个 envelope system 啦吓。咁有一样嘢想讲就系话个 activities 啊。头先阿 Ivan 啱讲开个 activities 嗰样嘢，我想补充一句咧，就系究竟由边个 manage 个 activities 咧，都系几重要嘅。究竟是俾個發展商啦，第時係政府諗一個方法去點樣去manage 個 public activities 咧？因為如果就咁變咗個花園公眾行走咧，就會嘥咗個地方。但如果淨係俾一個 commercial 嘅 entity 去 manage 咧，會唔會又偏重咗喺 commercial activities 咧？依樣嘢要有個 balance， 要咁發展局方面要諗一諗啦，依件事點樣去 make best use 又可以 more equitable 啦，係嘛 ？Ivan 講啊，咁咧就另外一樣想提就係 indoor outdoor usage 應該係要 encourage 嘅，即係唔好即係而家好似香港好多海濱係 outdoor 有 outdoor，indoor 有 indoor。最近我哋去咗澳洲啦，我哋 Harbour Fund Commission 去澳洲，你見到佢有好多grey 嘅 area indoor outdoor 嘅東西。如果香港現行嘅機制咧係冇嘅，做唔到嘅。BD 就話你一係 cover 咗，我要計 GFA， 冇啲 indoor outdoor usage 嘅東西嘅。咁依樣嘢要睇下點樣去 encourage 啦。睇一提咧，嗰、那個有我哋兩個大嘅 deck 啦。個 deck 下低個 experience 都好緊要嘅。嗰度都係一個 public 嘅 space 啦。好多時候我哋 ignore 咗，就變咗一個 tunnel 啦。Multi-level connection 啦，就係、是、如果係 seamless 嘅 connection 就最好啦。咁嗰、那個50 MPD in height limit 嗰樣嘢咧，我記得上次我哋喺度傾緊時候咧，個 project proponent 都有講過係有考慮可以 relax 嘅。其實呢個50 MPD 係咪一個 absolute 咧？我覺得又唔好 take it 咁 serious， 如果唔係咧，好多 innovative design 都做唔到嘅。咁可能都大要考慮一下有一個 balance。如果佢 give up 一啲地方係冇咁高嘅， 某啲地方可以做翻高啲嘅，依、這個個 variation height 我覺得係可以進一步 relax 嘅。另外咧就係、是、啲 creative proposal， 頭先話有，亦都有委員提過 creative proposal 嗰度啦。我提一提啦，有幾位啦，譬如 say 個 creative proposal 可唔可以 include 係去improve 埋旁邊嘅東西咧？例如九號同十號碼頭前面嗰個 open space 啦。依、這個 even 話依、這個天星碼頭其實而家都係污糟邋遢一團糟噶嘛嚇，個 drop off area 都係比較即係個car layby area 都比較係論盡嘅。即係如果個 proposal 同一時間能夠 improve 埋依部分或附近一啲public 嘅 area 嘅話，可能有啲 bonus 分數啦，你可以 consider 啦。最後我想講下個 marking scheme， 我同 Ivan 都。点讲？我都坐咗唔少呢啲咁嘅 panel 啊。其实 marking scheme 有时好冇瘾嘅。做完之后你 mark 咗咧，最后咧最低分嗰个会中嘅，因为个钱就算系73或82都好啦。啊，唔知点解最低分嗰个就会中嘅。咁但系睇个 marking scheme 点写法喎。啊，而家一般嘅 marking scheme 咧就攞100分嚟做，每个 category 用100分到0分。通常个人咧都可能攞75分，最叻嗰最渣75分，最叻嗰个可能85分。差個 percentage 好低嘅啫，所以最後咧，無啦啦咧就最渣個 scheme 咧就會贏嘅啦，所以我覺得可能咧最後咧，我提議咧就係話，做完個 design assessment 之後咧，只係最叻最高分嘅三個標先去開標，就唔好全部人開，即係最渣嘅 design 就將佢篩走咗先。我覺得三個設計都應該夠啦啩，去 consider 佢個嗰個價錢。咁呢、這個即係呢個 mechanism 都要考慮一下咯，即係點樣去令到一啲唔係咁好嘅設計都可以拎走咗。最後一個係公眾嘅參與。頭先我覺得頭先講啲公眾參與咧，就即係話喺去到 town plan board 個層面嘅或者呢個 CDA 嘅參與咧，已經係太遲㗎啦。其實政府咧喺譬如 WKCD 個比賽啊，或者 Tamer 咧都有 public 嗰個 involvement 嘅。其實我覺得考慮可以有一個 reference 啦，未必一定係counting towards 一個percentage 啦，有個 public 嘅 voting 嘅 reference， 我覺得都係適宜嘅。係啦，係咁多。
好，唔該 Anthony。咁我哋又收到阿 Becky 嘅留言啦，咁我哋請阿 Rosalind 又讀出 Becky 嘅留言。
唔該曬主席，咁就原文咁讀出嚟啦。May I follow up on the monitoring mechanism? Can we have some information or initial thoughts on example what will be the consequences of the bidder failing to deliver or decide to change the design to save cost later? What can will be done? Is there a mechanism in place? Appreciate more information here. May I follow up on the monitoring mechanism? Can we have some information or 一样 appreciate more information here 系啦，重复咗。
好，唔該曬。我諗第二 round 大家都發咗言啦。咁睇下局方會有回應。Bernard 係秘書長，係。
主席。
係喺邊度？
喺 online。
哦，唔好意思，因為我哋又見唔到，係以為唔知天忽然間顯靈。OK。
我知道排第幾啊
？Tony，唔好意思啊，Tony 請講 ，Tony。
冇啊，我想俾意見咧。第一就係我本身咧，佢依啲三號中環用地咧。在而家個投標嘅安排咧，其實我係支持嘅，因為其實呢、這個頭先好多委員都講咗啦，關於個地咧，其實過去咧，即係喺嗰個討論之前討論咗多，咁大家亦都俾咗唔少嘅意見咧。呢方面咧，其實我自己成日強調咧，即係既然有個議而就應該有決啦。既然有個決定咧，我覺得咧應該要執行。咁呢個第一點咧，即係我都希望可以快啲，因為如果唔係咧，就係、是、拖落去咧，對即係其實中環嘅我哋海濱主席，我哋嚟緊都會做這個呢個咧，其實係都有相輔相成，係令到香港市民咧更加可以享用集中喺譬如呢個中環嘅海濱咧咁。 咁呢个第一点。第二点咧，就我觉得咧，即系头先有提过咧，即系关于嗰个两个信封嗰个用50/50咧。个人意见咧，其实就系、是、第一，当然我哋重视嘅设计，但系都要考虑咧，就系、是、嗰个收益。喺呢个时间嚟讲咧，即系其实当个经济咧，其实而家我基本上咧就系唔明朗嘅。咁政府好多时候会俾人一个感觉咧，究竟系咪贱卖土地咧咁样，或者啊，亦都过去有人讲啊，即系高地价政策。咁喺而家咁嘅时间嚟讲咧，我觉得系不明朗嘅因素，而喺我哋财政方面咧，其实都系需要吓、啊、更加多嘅投入嚟讲咧，用50/50咧，我觉得系一个合理嘅。不过认同咧，其实系喺即系两个信封嘅时候咧，先睇嗰个设计咧。我觉得我未必即系话系好似头先有委员讲啊 ，Anthony 讲话系三个。其实我觉得咧，即系首先系决定可以接受嘅设计。然后先看第二个信封啊，因为如果你个设计基本上接受唔到咧，我觉得咧即系亦都系好失败啦。我冇理由，我觉得夹硬接受嘅。同样道理，其实你开咗第二个信封，如果达唔到佢个底价咧，我相信啊政府都会啊会拒绝啊批出啦呢样嘢。咁另外咧就我好赞同咧，即系 Ivan 头先讲嗰个咧。因为整个发展周期咧都以年计啦，咁其实如果喺考虑即系嗰个成个设计方面同埋佢建造嗰度咧，系俾到公众咧即系最少嘅影响，又可以有更长嘅时间去享用咧。当然你头先强调咗咧，就系、是、大家有啲人讲强调就系话，公众利益喺享用长远啊设计方面。但是在建造緊的时候呢，如果是俾一啲即係喺呢方面呢考量到呢，点样令到公众呢都有啊即係最长嘅时间或者可以使用到呢个地方作为一个即係休憩地方呢，我觉得都应该加一啲分俾佢。咁呢啲呢就我意见，唔该主席。
好，唔该晒 Tony。好，再问一问有冇人因为事实上我在现场是看不到一些在网上的参与的委员，有没有在网上面参与或者在家里听紧的，有没有人想发言？好，暂时没有啊，咁请 Bernadette 回应一下。
好，多谢主席。或者我分几组去回应啦。头先呢都有唔同的委员呢就话过，你哋呢個投標制度可唔可以扭翻鬆啲啊？唔好咁嚴謹啊！用英文講就 non-conforming bid 都要考慮一下啊，或者要有公眾參與啊。呢度咧都容許我講一講，我哋唔係講緊一個設計比賽，我哋係講緊一個好嚴謹嘅投標過程。其實當中咧係有即係一啲嘅防貪嘅考慮啊。亦有一啲可以係法律訴訟嘅，係一個好嚴謹嘅過程。因此咧，我哋嗰個投標嗰個遊戲規則講咗係咁就係咁噶啦，唔 conforming 就係唔 conforming， 我冇得在中間去處理嘅。而公眾參與嗰度咧，頭先局長都提過，因為我哋都唔係一張白紙去開始啊，本身都有好長嘅歷史，呢、這個此其一個重要考慮啦。第二，如果是一个投标过程有公众考虑呢，当中那个的 interest 那个复杂性呢，其实我们是过不到中央投标委员会我们政府投标那些的规矩的。那这里虽然未能满足大家有部分委员的要求，但希望大家就是体谅我们的考虑。刚才有委员提到 two envelope， 即是两个信封一起入啦。咁點解唔考慮先做一個英文講嘅 pre-qualification， 或者頭先較早前啊 Margaret 有提到嘅兩個階段，睇咗 design 先，然之後圍咗一啲啱㗎啦，咁先再邀請佢入價呢？咁其實當中都係兩個考慮，一就係呢，好似我頭先話啦，唔係一張白紙嘅，所以我哋 其實都想省卻一啲所謂 pre-qualification 個過程。一開始其實你就要有個 design， 你有個根據去入。我哋唔製再冗長嗰個程序。第二呢，其實就係如果我哋分兩個階段嚟招標呢，對於嗰個價錢嗰方面嗰個標呢，其實嗰個嘅競爭性呢係咪冇咁高啊？因為你縮窄咗個範圍啦嘛，然之後再叫嗰幾個嚟去入個價，其實對於話保護公帑嗰度呢又弱咗嘅。嗱，呢一個亦都唔係我自己作出嚟嘅。我記得呢，當我哋第一次阿局長喺個賣地會嗰度話啊，今年我哋把呢個地落嚟呢，跟住嗰幾天嘅輿論呢都好強調啊，呢個經濟環境賣呀，政府嘅收益會係點呀。所以其實公帑呢都有佢嗰個考慮喺度嘅。但係當然頭先有委員提到啦，我哋開嗰個信封嘅先後其實都緊要㗎喎。我哋點解強調我哋開咗嗰個設計嗰個信封先呢？因為我哋唔想嗰個審核嘅委員會啊知道咗你出咩價，因為有咗呢個喺個腦嗰度呢，影響你諗嗰個 design 嗰個嘅平核。所以我哋要平核咗個 design 先，我哋盲嘅，我睇唔到你出咩價嘅，我未開個信封嘅，我純粹用 design 嘅角度睇咗嗰樣先，然之後我再開嗰個錢嗰個價。背後都有呢一個心意。頭先有委員話啊，我哋嗰、那個英文嗰個 planning brief 寫得太死啦咁。咁但因為 planning brief 咧，當年都係經過又係一個嚴肅嘅程序通過咗噶啦。咁所以我哋覺得呢一個咧都係嗰個基礎嚟嘅。咁但當然，如果喺個 planning brief 入邊，佢好多時提到最低限度啊，或者期望你是怎樣，咁呢啲係有空間嗰、那個入標嗰個人呢去有啲嘅變化，去做多啲。咁我哋喺嗰度去睇，其實頭先委員提咗好多好好嘅意見啊，就住我哋第日比分嘅時候，單係講嗰個嘅休憩用地個 planning brief 有嘅只係幾段嘅文字啫。但係頭先有委員分別提到水體啊，同埋喺建造期間可唔可以早啲就有啲位可以用得着啊？高低有致啊！其實呢啲都係我哋，你哋俾咗啲靈感，我哋第日喺嗰個 marking scheme 嗰度，可唔可以都寫好啲呢啲咧？喺個 planning brief 以外，我哋係可以處理嘅。咁就有委員提到咧，我哋點樣去 monitor， 即係審視嗰、那個中標嗰個嘅 design 真係得以落實咧，咁其實係幾條線路啦。頭先阿 Doris 咧喺嗰個介紹嘅時候都提到，嗰、那個 design 係嗰個契約嘅一部分啦。當然另一個咧就係佢仲有嗰、那個所謂 master layout plan 要去城規會嘅，會唔會去完城規會令到成個 design 已經變曬樣啦，同佢中標嗰個設計唔同呢？呢、這個我哋一定要有機制咧去處理去防止嘅。其實過去審計署都提我哋呢啲要注意。咁頭先我哋嘅介紹都提到，我哋都會透過翻發展局核下嗰個委員會咧去做一個嘅搜集啦。頭先有委員提到，咁佢一路譬如有個 public open space 啦，佢運作得好唔好啊，收唔收貨啊，邊個決定啊，一啲基本嘅要求呢總係要有文字寫個契嘅，總係要有嘅。咁但係好多時大家都好有呢個經驗啊，嗰句文字係話 to the satisfaction of 邊一個，通常係寫某一個部門嘅。譬如嗰個 public open space 要 to the satisfaction of， 我舉個例，第日如果我哋話 harbour office， 咁 harbour office 呢就要做呢一個嘅判斷啦。咁其實呢喺個文件嘅最後嗰段呢， harbour office 已經呢貢獻咗呢一個嘅我哋表達咗呢，我哋呢個有別於其他好多時 public open space， 我哋可能話 to the satisfaction of 康文署啊或者地政總署啊咁，但喺呢一個標呢，我哋好多嘢會係 to the satisfaction of harbour office 嘅，因為有呢個 harbour front 嘅角度喺度。咁主席，我估我具體嘅回應係咁樣。
好，唔該 Bernadette。我 時間都差唔多啦，我哋都有咗差唔多近兩個鐘頭嘅討論，同埋即係大家表達發言嚇。咁我諗都過咗兩輪發言，咁我諗都今日都差唔多啦。咁喺我好擔心網入面嗰啲委員而家係好再一次問啊，我哋通知埋喺網上面參與會議嘅成員，我哋喺呢個議程嗰、那個發言時間亦都係差唔多啦。咁我諗我冇一個好詳盡嘅總結啦，咁但係都大家表達咗意見，咁我自己聽到就係話，其實對於即係呢一個三號咁重要嘅中環用地嚇，去一路以嚟喺海濱事務委員會同埋之前嘅共建維港委員會都相當關注，亦都有充分嘅討論。咁大家對於即係政府今次用一個即係都除咗價錢之外，亦都是關注那個設計的模式去做這個招標，大家都是表達了即支持的、啊、當然中間大家對於這個過程 設計的細節、每一個不同的範疇的要求啊，咁大家都俾咗好多意見啦。咁我相信即係呢個亦都係代表咗海濱事務委員會成員嘅一啲意見，咁就交翻俾政府考慮。咁再補充一點就係話，其實都大家都相當關注嗰個落實啦，因為始終你批准咗個設計嚇、之後嚇。去到真係起好，咁點樣確保中間即係唔會即係走數啊、走樣啊咁樣咧？咁同埋到時海濱事務委員會嘅角色係點咧？咁我相信咧就係話都。喺 Harbourfront Commission 呢一個嘅層面，我哋都有一啲機制參與嘅，咁譬如就係話，當嗰個選擇咗出嚟嗰個發展商，佢需要去將佢嗰個 master layout plan 入去城規嘅時候咧，咁其實中間咧亦都係 like 其他嘅 project 啦，任何海濱發展要上城規嘅，都會喺翻即係海濱事務委員會入邊咧，係讓大家去嘅表達嘅意見。咁同埋如果嗰個地契，或者是合約條款是寫了要 to the satisfaction of Harbour Office 的時候呢，咁我相信 Harbour Office 都會即係同呢個 Harbourfront Commission 呢係會有一啲嘅 dialogue 咁先至去即係批准嗰個設計嘅。咁我相信即係我嘅理解就係、是Harbourfront Commission 其實都有相當程度嘅參與，去喺即係嗰個監察嗰個 implementation 嘅情況嘅。好我睇到委員有阿坡仲想發言係嘛
？Yeah, no, very specific.
I hope this will be very, very short.
Yeah, no, no. I have a question to you. The Secretary for Development has given us 2 to 3 weeks to give comments. I hope that there's been many comments made today. That there is going to be a revised paper, and then we're going to have the final. Or is this the final now? Because we've made various proposals today.I'm sure the Development Bureau has taken note of the proposals. I hope that we're going to see that reflected in a revised paper and then potentially in a revised procedure. That I'd like to understand that, Chairman, that this is the process.
Yeah, 聽到 Paul, 咁會唔會答即係呢份嘢係我哋今日嘅 discussion paper 嚟嘅啫。咁如果委員仲有意見嘅時候，會點樣去處理呢？咁
其實主席或者我交代一下，其實正如局長較早前提咧，我哋所有嘅投標程序，包括個 marking scheme 咧，其實唔係由發展局去定嘅，係由中央投標委員會咧去拍板去定嘅。咁我哋一路就諗住今日咧，我哋將個框架。 擺咗出嚟俾委員，咁聽咗委員嘅意見咧，我哋就會拎住一個 revise 嘅框架咧，我哋就去制定一個詳細啲嘅 marking scheme 咧，就交俾呢個投標委員會咧去批准嘅。而一般嚟講咧 ，marking scheme 咧係政府內部我哋同投標委員會嘅一個 communication 嚟嘅。但係或者如果有委員話啊，我哋聽咗啲意見啦，第日我哋呢個框架本身有啲咩地方會豐富咗咧，咁我哋可以喺我哋啲 minutes 啊，或者我哋第日喺嗰個揾一個途徑，我哋都話翻俾委員聽，其實我哋嗰個 refinement 係喺邊一度啊，我哋可以做得到嘅。
好多謝 Bernard。咁如果大家冇其他Paul, yes? Yeah, no,
so the harbour, the Society of Protection of the Harbour, we've making some very specific proposals. We look forward to those to be implemented because I've noticed from people, from members' comments here that there is basically general support on most of the issues. So I hope we can see those reflected properly.
好 ,thank you. 好咁啊，今日个喺呢项嘅议程我哋到此为止。